You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Ken Gernick of MLB.com at spring training with the Dodgers in Arizona, speaking with rookie shortstop Corey Seager. Corey, I was talking to Adrian Beltre about being 20 and starting. You're the first since him to start for the Dodgers at age 20. And what he was saying is it's just a number, and you got to believe that if you're the player. You know, you got to trust that you know what you're doing and that you belong here, or management wouldn't have brought you here. Is that kind of the way you approach it?
Yeah, you know, you got that, and you got guys in your clubhouse who can help you out too. You know, that's another factor of leaning on veterans, and the veterans we have last year were extremely helpful. You know, it's, and hopefully the same thing this year. You know, you just kind of hop on the train that they've started the last 3 years and just keep on rolling and just fit in and try and gel with them.
Can you tell that just by spending that month and a half here last year that it's really helped you in this camp and be prepared for the season?
Yeah, you know, you're still friendly with guys, but you're more comfortable with them now. You know what I mean? You've been around them. You know how to act around them. You know where to be. You know all that other stuff. So there's none of those hidden questions of, am I stepping on somebody's toes right here? Am I in the cage when I'm not supposed to be? You know, it's little things like that 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 month kind of cleared up. Now you can kind of just go in, have the routine, and keep going.
And even growing up with a brother who's in Major League Baseball, you don't learn the same by watching him as when you do it yourself in a September call-up?
Yeah, you know, it's different. You watch him play, and it's awesome, but you don't see the behind-the-scenes. You know, you're not in the actual clubhouse. You're not in the locker room. You're not in the dugout with him. You know, you don't know exactly what's going on in there. So that's the key to that month was, now you've been in there, now you know where to go, now you know where to be. All that stuff is cleaned up and basically done.
During the offseason and leading into the spring, almost every publication's named you the top prospect of baseball. Does that come with pressure? Do you laugh at it? Do you ignore it? Do you think it's meaningless? When you see it and you hear it and people throw it back at you, what's your reaction to that?
It's a great honor. You know what I mean? It's awesome to be seen that way, but you can't really pay too much attention to it. You know, you still got to go out and work. You still got to go out and perform. It's not like you've made it. You know what I mean? That's not what that is. That's skill sets. That's stuff like that. It's not actual performance in the big league level. So you still got to go out, perform. You still got to go out, compete. You still got to go out and win. That's how I look at it.
Was there anything about that September call up that actually caught you by surprise? Like, what were the pitchers better than you thought, or were you better adapted to being able to hit them than you thought? Was there anything in there that was really a surprise?
You know, the biggest adjustment was the stadiums, the atmosphere, the crowds, all that stuff was probably the hardest thing. You know, it's still baseball. It's a higher level baseball, obviously, but once you kind of get into the games, you know, all the, oh, is he better than me? Am I better than him? Am I going to be able to succeed here? Kind of goes away once the game starts, and you're just out there competing, and you're out there trying to win that day.
And what did you take from the postseason? I know that it didn't go that well for you, but you faced some tough pitching that gave everybody trouble.
Yeah, you know, that's what those guys are supposed to do. Those guys are, pretty much all of them are bona fide aces. You know, it's that's what they're supposed to do. They're there to get you out, and you're there to grind out ABs against them, scratch anything you can, walks, anything. Those are the guys you want to score two runs off of and just hope you can. Those guys are tough. Those guys pitched well that series. Those guys deserve the one they beat us.
Now for 2016, some people are talking about Rookie of the Year. What are your goals? What do you think would be a successful season?
To win a championship. I mean, that's the only success that you want. If you don't win a championship, it's failure. You know, you worry about the team first, and then your accolades come second. You know, if you're out there every day, your numbers will be there. It's about winning that night, and that's it.
Great. Thanks for it.
Thank you, sir.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.